close, Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
607.
Stand by for news.
News until NATO. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Williams Home Wake Up at 6:08.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Attention, please.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
Today is national.
It is national DJ day.
I'm a disc jockey.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
I'm the number one DJ.
Hasn't she ever heard you on the radio?
I'm going to the air.
Great, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hit it.
It's showtime.
Hot now, brown cow, the quick brown flash jumped over the lazy white talk. It's national DJ day. Glad you join us, boys and girls. First up is Rich Thomas with weather.
Rich Thomas weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Hey, groovy people. There's a few sprinkles out there this morning. In fact, I noticed a couple of sprinkles here at the station within the last hour. A little weak front is drifting through the area. Morning clouds will give way to a partly cloudy afternoon. This is the last quiet day with a high temperature up to about 61 today. It will become cloudy tonight again as the next storm system approaches, low 46. Tomorrow, rain becoming likely, especially by midday and towards the afternoon hours, and then periods of showers Thursday night into Friday. Low 60s on Thursday and Friday. Saturday is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine, high around 60. Next storm system begins to affect the area by late Sunday, Sunday night into Monday. That one looks a little more interesting. Anyone needs to be watched, probably. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, sprinkles in the area. It's 52 at 612.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Yellowhammer Restaurant Company is open for business right now. They opened about 12 minutes ago, and my mouth is watering right now because I'm thinking about breakfast. I've actually skipped breakfast two mornings in a row. So, yeah, I'm thinking about Yellowhammer Restaurant Company breakfast. They're located on Averett Drive, just behind Mexico Typico, just off Taylor Road, a little south of Vaughan, just tucked away there. It's a great family atmosphere. It's home cooking like mama made, right? They have some delicious breakfast and lunch options. They're open from 6 to 2 on Tuesday through Friday, and 8 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday. In fact, on Saturday, you can get breakfast the entire time they're open, which is pretty cool, too. They also... you can go to their Facebook page and see their daily menu options. Scroll down, look at some of the pictures. That's what I've been doing this morning. And the great reviews as well. You can call them for catering orders. Plus, they have a drive-up window. So you can call them at 649-1737. Have your food ready. Pick it up at the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. Call me crazy, but call me rich. We're going to give away a Yellowhammer Restaurant Company certificate right now. $15 certificate. You know what you can get for $15?
A lot there.
Stuffed. You can get get the breakfast I didn't get this morning because I turned it down. Greg asked if I wanted breakfast, and I said, not today. Maybe tomorrow. Anyway, 272-9228 is our phone number. 272-9228 for the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company.
Which caller number are we taking?
We're going to take, what'd y'all do yesterday?
We did four yesterday.
You did four yesterday. Okay, we're going to take caller number, how about five? We'll go up the chain.
I see. Four yesterday.
Yeah. And then we'll do five today.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So caller number five is who we're looking for.
And you don't have to do anything special like answer a question or anything.
You just got to call in and say hi.
Be the right caller.
Be the right caller. Yeah.
Well, when he told me this morning he didn't want my breakfast, I took it calmly.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
2 days in a row. 2 days in a row. Goodness.
I wasn't insulted. I didn't let it hurt my feelings. Uh-huh. As the phones begin to ring here at 6:14, your caller one, try back quickly. Caller two, thanks for tuning in. Try again. Caller three.
And then there's caller four. And then we've got caller number five.
Guess
who
what?
Is this?
You're a winner.
No.
Yes.
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 No. It's Blair.
Yes.
It's Blair?
Blair?
Yes, it's Blair. I'm coming tonight.
Yay! Okay, so you're coming to Baumhauer's. Awesome.
I cannot believe this.
Well, I tell you what.
Believe it.
You're going to love the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company if you've never had a meal there yet.
No, but I'm going to look forward to it. Well, guys, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Absolutely.
Now, the only thing you have to do is you can't hang up because you got to talk to Jay. He's got to get some info from you. And then that's it. So congratulations.
Oh, I can't believe it. Thank y'all so much.
You're so
great
welcome.
Great way to start my day, and I'm going to end it with you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
You're too sweet.
You can take me to lunch if you want. I'm available.
Oh, honey, I'll be glad to. All that right. would be a delight.
Did you hear that, honey? She wants you.
Yeah.
Have lunch with you.
Hey, I'm single.
Oh.
Watch out.
All right. Well, hang on the line for us, and Jay's going to get some info. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, great. Good morning. Quarter after six.
Did I tell you we have to reach out and touch our 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock audience.
Yeah, we do. And the phones went crazy right off the bat.
I know, and we still had people calling. And I probably could have said caller 11, and we would have had it because they were rolling.
You know what today is? A palindrome. You know what that is?
Is it?
Cause 1-20-21.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And it's the first time it's happened on an inauguration day.
No way.
I think it will happen again in 1,000 years.
Wow.
I'll work this shift on that.
On that day?
I'll be here, too. I'll still need the money. And with that kind of
excitement,
information, I can't wait for Groundhog's Day 2022. Because it'll be 2-22. And 2-22-22.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
The way your mind works.
Yeah, the way it works.
I see smoke coming.
I don't have a mind as sharp as what you're about to hear. Check this out.
All right.
3-2-1-0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
As I mentioned, a great mind comes up with just the right thing to say under the most trying circumstances.
Right.
And this is a woman who put a dent in her car and came up with an absolutely brilliant way to announce this dreadful news to her husband. Listen how she handled this.
Hey, so remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
We dented the car.
That's your all-inclusive marriage right there. Right. We had a baby. We're pregnant. We dented the car.
I love that. That's great. I just learned something new.
What's little Mexican street dog all riled up about
he
today?
He has been bouncing off the walls since 2 o'clock this morning. Well, even earlier than that. And driving me nuts and biting me now.
You don't go home with me, Chase?
And he's running around the studio naked.
Again?
Yes.
He is the beginner. By the way, Blair is correct. We will be at Baumhauer's tonight with camaraderie and group support. It'll be more of a therapy session
kind of
tonight at Baumhauer's than anything else. It is 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. We're going to take a look at local news. What's our TV topic today?
It's what we were discussing yesterday. Would you rather get a 10% raise or an extra day off?
Oh, they went with that, huh?
They went with that.
I guess I'm not invited to this, so I'll go downstairs. No, I don't want to do that. You know, this will be...
I didn't get an email for it either.
This will be my 10th show without smoking a cigarette.
Yay.
I am so close to ready.
I am so thrilled.
And you're not doing it in the afternoon either?
I had half of one yesterday at 4:30.
I mean, it's much less than what you normally do.
Yesterday afternoon was a show unlike any I've ever done before. It was just very emotional. A lot of calls. Glad Brant McDonald was here. Yesterday afternoon was one for the books, to say the least. Let's see what we've got going on locally in our news, and then we'll be right back. And by the way, speaking of news, we have some news about news coming up.
All right.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 158,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. The state's total case count is now close to 339,000. More than 5,100 Alabamians have died. The city of Montgomery is honoring the lives lost to COVID-19. Last night, Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of anyone who has died from COVID-19. And Tallahassee City Schools broke ground on a new high school Tuesday. The new 37,000-square-foot facility will have 3 additional classrooms, bigger spaces for administrators, and an expanded auditorium. The project was funded by a city sales tax and local bonds. The school is expected to open by September of 2022. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is National DJ Day, and I thought we might commemorate it by one of the more memorable moments, an Alabama disc jockey
has ever had at 621.
The big station 93BLX is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the Move said, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, yeah. That I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.
On a big station, 93 BLX.
I love that.
I love it.
Absolutely love that.
Way to do it, too.
I wish I had a follow-up on that young lady to see.
She got hired somewhere.
She's probably doing news on Westwood One.
No.
Probably.
Inetta the Mood Setter.
All right. Coming up, we have not only a new fourth largest automaker in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to talk with them in my head.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk with you in your head. The other voices.
Yeah.
Other voices. I've only got room for so many voices in my head.
That was funny.
But this fourth largest automaker, it's a result of a merger. And the name they picked for it is kind of strange. We're going to tell you about that.
Hmm.
Starbucks. Dr. Pimple Popper in my head.
We're listening to Ryan right now.
Starbucks is getting into the vaccination business.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You can get a latte and a vaccination?
Oh, great. Is it in my latte that I have this morning? Yeah. Achoo, I thought my eye was twitching this morning.
Animal Stories features shout-outs from your favorite, Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, boy.
And a parrot singing Led Zeppelin.
Did I tell you there was a raccoon at my door yesterday?
Yes, you did. Early when you were doing your video, right?
Right. As soon as I opened the door, there's a giant raccoon right on the doorstep.
So, crazy.
Here we go.
And the smell of food.
How many seconds did he say?
I think he's like 30 back. Seconds.
I'd pull the pot up.
Just in case.
We're just waiting. We don't get any.
We're waiting patiently.
As soon as they start talking.
We're not special anymore. We don't have an intro.
I'm hungry.
10 seconds
now. We're getting counted. I asked for one yesterday. And
oh, good. Thank you. That definitely helps.
Yep.
Here we go, probably in three.
So would you rather get a 10% raise or get one extra day off a month? A new survey found 57% of Americans would rather have the extra time than the extra money. We're joined with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. What
I
are
want
your thoughts?
Both. I want both. I want the day and the raise.
You're Rich Thomas. You can demand it. When you've built up the kind of...
Your name is Rich. I would just think you would take the time.
Yeah, but what day would you take? A lot of people would take Monday.
Mondays.
Because Monday's a blue day, but I would take Friday to make my weekend longer.
I agree with you. Yeah. In fact, there was discussion about, at some point, cutting back my schedule a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've seen this done in other places with other hosts taking, like, Friday afternoons off.
Yeah.
So then you'd have the rest of the weekend, except I forgot I'd come back in on Saturday mornings.
Right. No,
that's true. And have since the pandemic started, so that wouldn't really work out all that effectively.
Hey, so what are you thinking? Would you rather have the raise?
I want the money.
Yeah.
I would take the raise because it says just one day off a month. That helps me none. That's what vacation time is for. I'll take the money.
Hmm. I don't know. 10% is not a lot, though. So, I don't know.
Well, 10% of what this guy makes is a lot.
No, 10% of a million? That's an extra 100,000, Greg. Come on.
look at his face.
Are we almost done yet?
I think I would take the day off.
Yeah. Which day? Monday or Friday? Or Wednesday?
Monday, because like if I'm working this shift, I would get off early, get off at 11 on Friday. So I would take Monday off so I could just have that Saturday, Sunday, and chill Monday.
Oh, I like the way you're thinking. You work mornings, so you'd have...
We're just getting to know you. What are some of the things you like to do in your free time?
COVID, but I like to sit and watch movies at home. I'm a big Netflix fanatic, and I rewatch shows 100 times because I just love it. And so right now during this pandemic, I've just been a homebody. But when I'm, you know, outside of the pandemic, I was in college, so I was just, you know, having fun in college with friends.
Right. You know what you're saying, though, that yesterday there was a story that 55% of people, because so many are spending more time at home, are planning on doing significant home improvements. That's going to be big business this year,
And the rest of us are planning tropical trips someday soon.
I just got back from the tropics.
I saw that picture.
I was sitting around last night watching TV, and I was just like, I want to plan a trip to Washington, D.C. I've never been to D.C.
Don't go today.
To the museums and monuments. And I was looking at hotel rooms, and they are cheap right now. Or just even when I was planning maybe in the summer going, I was just like, hey, that's not a bad price to stay in D.C.
That's one of my favorite places to go. And the best way to go there, and I'm totally serious about this, is to take the train. Take all that money you make, get yourself a first-class compartment. Train food is excellent.
Yeah.
And it's once you get into the rhythm of the travel, you can sleep well.
I would love to do that. Yeah, I would love to do that.
It lets you right off.
Amtrak train?
Amtrak, yeah.
And let you off right near the center of everything. That's where Union Station is.
Yeah, near the Capitol.
I've done the train from Birmingham to New Orleans and absolutely loved it. It was a great time just sitting back, relaxed, talking to people and everything. And it was interesting because a lot of people were going down there for a party weekend. So those same people were coming back with me on Monday. And they had just walked off Bourbon Street, you could tell, and had gotten on the train.
The other thing that the train gives you is the railroad networks obviously were built before we had massive air transportation. And they take you through cities and the countryside in a way that a plane can't. Yeah, it takes you longer to get there, but you get a view of America you can't get any other way.
That is right.
By the way, if you go to Washington, stay in Arlington. It's a little cheaper, and you get the metro, get on the metro in Washington, and you don't have to rent a car or anything.
And I absolutely recommend, because I've been there, I don't know, a dozen times, whatever. I always go to Mount Vernon and visit... George Washington's grave and walk the grounds, and you really get an excellent idea of what life was like back in those times.
I have two brothers buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
And I've met Philadelphia. I went up there and Benjamin Franklin and Betsy Ross, and then went over to Valley Forge, and I'm like, this is where it all started. You know, hey, it makes you a proud American.
Yeah, we gotta love our history.
Before we go,
yes.
So is it safe to say everyone would take the money? Is it safe to say that?
Let's get back on topic.
I want today.
Everyone's money?
Yeah,
I'm
except
money.
For Rich
I'm taking
and
the money
I.
And Ryan.
I'm Rich money. And I are vacation day.
Thank you, Steve Miller.
Yes, there you go. Thank you. I'm glad you got that reference. Take the money and run, always.
Yep.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, bye. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
We have fun on those segments.
That was a good segment, and we got some stuff out there on, you know, I like to make that pitch for train travel every once in a while, because it really is.
You and I watched the Mighty Trains on Smithsonian.
Some of those are really, really amazing, too.
Pretty awesome.
Like the Rocky Mountain one and like the Canadian one that goes through the Canadian Rockies.
Ooh,
but unless
I
it's a very short trip, save up the money and get yourself a first class compartment so you have room. You have a nice, comfortable chair to sit in with a window next to you.
How about Chicago to New Orleans, riding on the city of New Orleans?
I never took that trip, but I have taken the train from Chicago to Miami.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And that's about. That's about 35 hours total. But you got to plan for it. Like, I used to have a book that I was dying to read.
Yeah.
a one-pound bag of peanut M&Ms. You know, you got to just make sure that you have everything with you that you enjoy doing. And then you were able to bring, with laptops, CDs, so you could watch movie or whatever else.
I say, what's a book?
Yeah, a book. I'm reading Mayberry Revisited, the revised edition, with up-to-the-minute coverage of Aunt B. It is... 6:32 for crying out loud.
It's going by quick.
As long as we're talking transportation, let's talk Adams Motorsports and our buddy Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. You know, the and Terry does have a conscience. With the pandemic last year, it forced people to look at different ways to amuse themselves where they weren't at risk with the virus. And they came to Adams Motorsports and literally bought the place out. But that's good, because that's long-term lifestyle change in finding new ways to enjoy the beauty of Alabama. You know, even on my little pedal bike, it's not little, but, you know, I love going through the neighborhood on that thing because you see it all. And when you're on a motorcycle or a scooter, and they sell both at Adams Motorsports, you're enjoying a road you may have driven 10,000 times, but when you see it from that vantage point, it's a totally different experience. They have super low interest rates, Polaris products made right here in Alabama. And if you've never learned how to ride a bike, they can hook you up with the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program. You can learn in 1 weekend. Then stop by Adams Motorsports. Got a great pre-owned selection and a credit app vehicle at adamsmotorsports.com. Decent credit gets you the lowest single-digit interest rates at Adams Motorsports. 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass. Cool. 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. Traffic at 6:33. The timeline with Rich is next.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all over the city this morning. We have no problems that we know of that's going to slow you down, really. Everything's looking real good, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Just buckle up, drive carefully this morning, and keep it here for more traffic updates. Shopping at Festival Plaza is festive. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it.
With the timeline for the 20th of January, here's your host,
Rich Thomas.
Yeah, on 120-21.
Wow.
Palindrome.
Isn't this the 2020 news intro, too?
That is the 2020 news intro. How about that?
It's 2020 on 20. On 20.
There are 345 days left in this year. It's National Cheese Lover Day. You know who's a big cheese lover in this room?
You.
That dog right there.
Oh, Chase. Yeah. Well, mine, Chase. Too. But you got to watch out because it can back them up.
Yeah.
It's constipating.
Speaking of National DJ Day, which it is today, disc jockey Alan Freed died from cirrhosis brought on by alcoholism at the age of 42. He's called the father of rock and roll. His career was destroyed by the Payola scandal in the early 60s, but he first uttered the word rock and roll on WJW Radio Cleveland, or of course Cleveland, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1887, the U.S. Senate approves the agreement to lease Pearl Harbor as a naval base. 1892, the first official basketball game played at the YMCA Training School in Springfield, Massachusetts. Get this, the players used peach baskets without cutting the hole out of the bottom, so the game had to be stopped after every basket so somebody could climb a ladder and get the ball.
What?
That's ridiculous.
And they fixed it by putting a hole in the bottom.
Yeah,
of the basket.
Yeah, yeah. So, brilliant, yeah, you know, it goes right through it now. On this date in 1961, do you have John F. Kennedy saying, ask not what your country can do for you?
I can
ask what you can do for your country. His inaugural speech was one of the most famous ever. I used to know the whole speech. It was really, really amazing. 1961 on this date.
I've got about a bunch of JFK stuff, but not that. Okay. It's mostly assassination related.
On the date in 64, Meet the Beatles is released. Now, our song of the day. So we've had a warming trend the last couple of days, and we're enjoying some of these warmer days. 59 days till spring, but we are 155 days till summer. How about a summer song from 1972? School of Broadcasting students, we've got what you would call a major hook coming up right here. There you go, 6 seconds in. Jim Seals, Dash Cross from Texas, both still alive. Their biggest hit, Nothing Wrong with a Little Summer Breeze on a January day.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right.
It kind of always takes me to summertime. I just think about summertime when I hear that song.
On DJ Day, it takes me back to my first DJ gig because it was new. Seals and Crofts and Hummingbird.
Oh, yeah. I think Hummingbird, it's not as good. Not as good, but it's, you know, I like Seals and Crofts. What else did they do? We may never pass this way again.
Pass this way again. There are a few.
Yeah. On this date in 1973, Jerry Lee Lewis agreed to make first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, but he was given two conditions. He could only perform country songs, and he could not use profanity. Well, guess what? He violated both of those at the Grand Ole Opry. On this date in 81, Ronald Reagan sworn in as the 40th president of the United States. That was a warm day, 55 degrees, but the second time he was inaugurated was the coldest inauguration ever, and they had to hold it inside.
JFK's was pretty cold, too.
Yeah, it was a cold day, and he wore no hat.
That was a great day, though.
Yep.
Reagan's first inauguration after what the country had been through.
That's right. On this date in 82, oh boy, Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of a bat, and that some fan threw on the stage during a concert in Des Moines. He had to be hospitalized for rabies. He claims he thought it was rubber. We've all been there, right? You bite a bat that you think it's rubber.
Anytime I bite anything, I always check to make sure it's not a rubber product.
On this date in 1988, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul McCartney did not attend. George and Ringo, Yoko and Sean were there. 1990, Roseanne marries Tom Arnold. 4 days after divorcing her first husband.
Blessing.
She and Tom split up 4 years later. She'd be a lovely person to be married to.
He's a loon. That man is an absolute loon.
Which would make her a what?
A lunatic.
I guess so.
A lunette.
Lunette. Lunette. That sounds like a music group from the 60s.
I was thinking the same thing. And now the Lunettes.
Yeah, produced by Phil Spector. Phil Spector. 1993, the amazing Audrey Hepburn died at the age of 64. It was colon cancer. Wow. 2008, Breaking Bad created by Vince Gilligan, starring Bryan Cranston, premieres on AMC. It's not going to go anywhere. I don't think it's going to make it. 2012, on this date, legendary singer Etta James died at the age of 73. What a song, At Last Is.
At Last,
yeah. 1960. Wow.
One of my favorites.
Melissa Rivers, Joan's daughter, is 53 today. John Michael Montgomery, which is a pretty cool name, is 56. Lorenzo Lamas is 63. Bill Mayer, HBO guy, Mayer, is 65. Paul Stanley from Kiss is 69 today. David Lynch is a freaky director. He did Twin Peaks and The Elephant Man and Eraserhead and Blue Velvet. He's 75 today. That singer from 10cc who's not in love is 76. That's Eric Stewart. How old is Buzz Aldrin today?
Oh, I know. I think he's already turned 90, so I'm going to guess 91. Well, I mean, look, I just saw a documentary recently, so I kind of had an advance notice.
Rich isn't playing anymore.
Yeah, Buzz.
No, he will. He'll
but when you get Buzz riled up, he's still a feisty guy.
Yeah, I love the fact that somebody that was, screaming at him, you didn't really go to the moon, he went and punched him out.
Exactly. George Burns would have had a birthday today. He died in 1996 at the age of 100.
He would be 124 today.
And, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a... Bones, DeForest Kelly, would have had a birthday today. He died in 1999. We're 25 days till Valentine's Day. SEC football in 228 days. And Christmas is 339 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, earlier this hour, we brought you our Rocket Scientist of the Day, brought to you by Applied Security. I'm going to replay it quickly in case you missed it, because it's really funny. And it's an ingenious way for a woman to tell her husband, hey, I just put a dent in the car. Listen.
Hey, so remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
It's really just the car. The first question is, honey, are you okay?
Right.
And take it to MPB.
There you go.
The ingeniousness of that announcement earns her the Rocket Scientist, because you do like to salute people that actually do something that's pretty bright or clever. Yeah. Something you can do that will absolutely help you secure your home or business is call Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. With four decades of experience right here in the River Region, had a great call a couple of days back from a gentleman who had them install a closed-circuit TV system for security at his business. We've had people who have switched out from what they originally had in their home to something a lot easier to work with, simple but effective technologies that have protected valuable people like Jay Scott here at the Blue Water Broadcasting Building for over a decade and a half. And that includes our treasured newcomers like Jesse Lynn.
Yay.
So it's always best to work with a local company that's a phone call away. So whether it's your home, business, or property that you want monitored by the best, call Applied, 279-8338, 279-8338. In case anybody asked, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. That's 645.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
A little front drifting through the area this morning, so we're cloudy this morning. There were a few sprinkles earlier, but that's generally moved now south as the front is heading towards the coast. So some morning clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon. High today around 61, becoming cloudy tonight Overnight low 46. Tomorrow, rain becomes likely. Periods of showers Thursday night and Friday. Low 60s on Thursday and Friday. Saturday's a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. High around 60. Then the next storm system begins to affect the area towards Saturday evening. I should say Sunday evening, Sunday night into Monday. Maybe some thunderstorms with that one. We're going to be keeping an eye on that system. Looks interesting on the models. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 52, 647.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, we are at 647. We're going to get a quick check on traffic at Fox News Replay, and then back with today's Cheap and Trashy.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have an area of very slow traffic from Coliseum Boulevard around to Lower Wetumpka Road. Not sure exactly what is happening there at this time. We're looking into it, but use caution if you're traveling from Coliseum to Lower Wetumpka Road on the Northern Boulevard. Elsewhere around the city, we're light to moderate. I-65 and 85, not really having any troubles there. So keep it here. We will keep you updated. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Jill Nato. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home? Or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
This is the second time in a week it's happened, but we lead the cheap and trashy with this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
The electrifying news is that a remake, a reboot, I should say, of The Naked Gun.
Why?
Is being considered, but wait till you hear who Seth MacFarlane is talking to about playing the Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for this? Yeah.
Well, it's got the same initials.
Is it Tom Hanks?
Jay is right. But same initials. Tom Hanks. Why not? Why wouldn't Tom Hanks do it? I hate him.
No. Well, who is it?
Liam Neeson.
Oh, that might work.
Really?
I don't know.
He's always in these movies about people getting kidnapped.
He's in serious movies, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Tense roles. And I'm sorry, I want you to listen to this and put Liam Neeson in this.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Come on. I'm sorry, I'm just not... But, like I said, it's just an electrifying piece of news at a time when there is so... I guess you do have to remember that Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor during the 50s and 60s. Did a lot of bit parts. He was the captain of the Poseidon Adventure, mm-hmm. which was a huge movie when that came out in the 70s, 72, 73.
But even his part in Airplane was serious, you know?
Well, until his nose started growing.
Well, there was that. But I'm just saying, like, everything he did in there was, like, straight-faced, dramatic, serious. It was just silly.
Yeah. In a way, look, if there's a way to redo it, almost, well, OJ's out of jail. He could play himself again.
Yes, he could.
And I don't know about Priscilla Presley being the love object.
Not anymore, no.
But just an interesting idea from this morning's Cheap and Trashy Pile, since... There's not too much.
They're definitely going to make it, or they're thinking about making it.
McFarlane wants to make it. Generally, when he gets a project, he sees it through. So I'd say there's a good chance, whether it's Liam Neeson or somebody else. And Neeson, by the way, his reaction to the story is, hey, you know, I could finish my career doing stuff like this or bring it in another direction. I honestly don't know, but it seems like he's interested. And you know how that works. If the money's right, you do it. Today is National DJ Day. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten your favorite DJ a gift?
No.
Okay. Who calls DJ? Who people? You know, DJ's not used anymore.
Right. No, but I hated the word disc jockey because I always thought of a little guy in a checkered jacket spinning around sitting on a record player.
Now, our emails refer to the jocks.
Jocks.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We're jocks.
Yeah, we're not jocks. No. I wouldn't even go so far as to say talent. I would say we're the air personality.
Talent. You have such a high opinion of us, Jay.
Talent question mark.
Note to self. Anyway, it's National DJ Day. Here's an idea for a brand new format that combines two completely unlikely things.
That's right, baby. It's the new radio station that takes old school and makes it cool. It's the new hip-hop doo-wop.
Run, 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 de, run, de, bop.
The perfect blend of 50s meets 2K. Doo-wop and hip-hop. It's like if Chuck Berry hit the studio with P. Diddy. The all-new hip-hop doo-wop. Make sure you cruise your radio dial for it. It's Boss.
Speaking of projects that are being talked about, a Brat Pack reunion kind of project. Mm-hmm. Oh. Featuring Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald, Ally Sheedy. I used to think she was pretty hot. Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, and maybe even Charlie Sheen, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Dillon, and others, Ralph Macchio from that group. Just something that's on the board this morning.
I remember them young, but I can't imagine them now. All right.
Let's see. Lucille Ball's daughter, who I also used to think was really hot, is defending the choice of Nicole Kidman to play her mom. She says, "We are not doing a remake of I Love Lucy or any of the silly things. I don't think you'll be disappointed with that, however." So, because the other person being considered is nitwit Deborah Messing, and I will not watch it if she's in it. So, I think they got the message. Bachelorette news. I don't know who these people are. And maybe later we'll kick around the 20 best album opening songs of all time.
Oh, okay.
In other words, a song that introduced us to a new band, like Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin.
Or how about Boston, that album?
Can't beat that one. Yeah. I mean, that's probably up there in the top five greatest of all time. Goats. Crawdaddy. What's up?
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
Listening to you guys, and you were talking about Liam Neeson. I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I was very disappointed to hear that Liam Neeson had to step out of being a Hollywood actor and take on that political activist thing about being pro-gun control, of all things.
They're all. I mean, there's so few exceptions, it's easier to make a list of them than one of the ones that are on board with all that.
Making a ton of money. You know, slinging them around and all that, but then he's against it. And then Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam, the cartoons are no longer. Except, but wait, they do have sticks of dynamite, but just no gun.
Yeah, they can blow each other up and drop anvils on each other's heads, but don't shoot.
I
mean, you know, it's funny he mentioned this because MeTV is running Saturday morning Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And there's one with Elmer Fudd that would kill the wabbit.
I've seen that recently.
With his gun. And it's like, where's the protest or when's the protest coming about playing stuff like that?
Awesome. My favorite one was Yosemite Sam.
Yes.
With the big hat and the six shooters.
Yes.
If you look at Hershey, if you get down on the floor and look at my dog Hershey facing you, he looks like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, I can see that.
One of my favorites that I've been watching lately is duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
You're despicable. Crawdad, we appreciate the call. We have to head into the 7 o'clock hour now. Thank you. But before we do that, let's talk to Jay Scott, shall we?
Why, thank you. I would love to talk to you. I had a visit with Dr. Jeff Pasley over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic just, Monday. I went over there. They have expanded, by the way. Their space has gotten bigger over there, and Leon's getting larger. But I know you went there.
It's a serious message.
They now offer